Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks is announcing that former school district employee Caitlin Rock has been sentenced to life in prison. She will be eligible for parole after 144 years. Rock was previously convicted of 19 counts in connection with a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student. District Attorney Chris Hicks had the following to say.
Today's sentence represents a powerful measure of justice and accountability. It is especially fitting that this outcome comes during National Child Abuse Prevention Month and on the eve of National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Both are dedicated to protecting victims, especially our children. The court's decision ensures Ms. Rock can no longer harm others. We recognize the courage it takes for a victim to come forward, and while no sentence can undo the harm, we hope this brings some measure of peace. My office stands with the victim and remains committed to protecting our community's most vulnerable.
At today's sentencing, Deputy District Attorney Matt Merrill asked for an aggregate 140 years to life. He touched on the manipulation by Rock, the violation of trust, and the fact that the situation lasted for more than a year and a half, despite the victim attempting to end things at one point. DDA Merrill said, quote, "I remember the reason we're here is because of Ms. Rock and her actions. And then I'm reminded by the sheer amount of crimes that occurred in relation to her. 19 counts, hundreds of text messages. If you saw just one of them, it would shock and horrify most parents. And this occurred for almost a year and a half." While Rock declined to provide any comment before the court, both the victim and his mother provided powerful impact statements. The victim's mother touched on how the defendant had not only harmed her child, but their entire family. She also spoke about how the victim has struggled with fear, confusion, and a loss of safety, saying, quote, "Your choices created a ripple of pain that will follow my child for years. And while we will continue to fight for his healing, the truth is that the impact of your actions will never fully disappear. I want the court to understand that this is not a momentary wound. This is a lifelong journey for my child, one he should never have been forced to take." Directing his message to both the judge and Rock, the victim spoke on how at first he blamed himself for the situation, saying how he thought he should have known better. As the case progressed and moved towards today, the victim said, quote, "What happened was not my fault. It was your fault. You knew the risks, you knew it was wrong, and you chose to hurt me anyway." The victim also directly addressed the judge, saying that he needed her to know that what the defendant had done would affect him for the rest of his life, and that the court should think about the danger Rock could be to other kids. The Honorable Lynn Jones presided over the case and imposed the 144-year life sentence. Before sharing her decision, Judge Jones addressed the defendant, touching on how she would never say someone was a terrible person, but that these were terrible acts. Judge Jones also highlighted the fact that Rock has children nearly the same age as the victim, and yet she still pursued this victim in the case.